Instructions for 64-bit Windows OS users, Windows 7, 810, and Vista, most computers are shipped with Java 32-bit installed. If you have been receiving maintenance updates on Java, you have the 32-bit version installed. However, since new computers are shipped with 64-bit IE, as a part of 64-bit Windows 7 or 8 or 10, you will need the 64-bit version of Java. This page has script to interrogate your 64-bit computer to see what version of Internet Explorer you are running. You will see the answer in red below. Go to the control panel and then click on Uninstall a program. We don't intend uninstalling any programs, but when all programs are displayed, you will see listing S for Java, Java 8 Update NN, 64-bit, and or Java 8 Update NN, the 32-bit version is not explicitly identified. You may see both installed as two separate entries as below. If the Java 64-bit is not installed, go to http://www.java.com/n/download/manual. JSB and download the 64-bit version from the Java site page as shown below. Once you install the 64-bit version, the Verify Java fails even if it is installed correctly. Java currently only successfully identifies valid versions of 32-bit Java installed alone. If in doubt that your 64-bit Java is installed correctly, go to the control panel and uninstall a program again to see that it is installed. When completed, you are ready to install the Missing Cross local website. Missing Cross to Purity click here downloads opening your login name more info run anyway when the installer is run. It first does a check to see if Java is correctly installed. If there is a problem, the installation is halted and the following message will be displayed. This application requires that you have Java version 7 or greater installed on your computer. Either one, no Java installation was found, or two, your 64-bit Windows computer does not have 64-bit Java installed. Go to http://www.java.com/n/download/manual, JSB, to download the 64-bit version of Java. Then run the installer again. If you are running Windows Vista, Windows 7, or Windows 8, during the installation of the Missing Cross local website, you will be asked which version of Internet Explorer you are running. 32-bit or 64-bit. The installer uses your response to develop linkages to either 64-bit Java or 32-bit Java. This page has script to interrogate your 64-bit computer to see what version of Internet Explorer you are running. You will see the answer in red below. At the completion of running the install program, a desktop shortcut is automatically created with an image of a dove. Missing Cross Local to run the program, click on the desktop icon labeled Missing Cross Local. If the program hangs displaying a dove and never gets to the home page, you have specified 64-bit IE when 32-bit IE is installed or vice versa. To eliminate the hung program, you will have to go to the Task Manager to end the process, or you will have to restart Windows. Then run the installer program again, this time specifying the alternate response for the version of IE. If you get a message, could not find the main class, clarifiable, main, you do not have 64-bit Java installed. Go to http://www.java.com/n/download/manual, JSB to obtain the 64-bit version of Java. Once you have the right version of Java installed, click on the Missing Cross local dove icon to run the program again. If you see the message, Windows cannot find file Java, you chose right for the IE version, but the matching version of Java is not installed. Go to http://www.java.com/n/download/manual, JSB, and download the missing 32-bit or 64-bit version of Java. If you already have 32-bit Java installed, you do not have to uninstall the 32-bit Java to install 64-bit Java. Both the 32-bit and 64-bit versions can be resident. When the missing Java version is installed correctly, then run the missing cross local program again. Uninstalling the program for Windows 7 or 10, go to the Control Panel, Programs Uninstall Program, and uninstall there. For Windows 8, click on the search tool that appears in the charm when you mouse or slide to a right corner of the screen, which takes you to All Apps, and click on the icon labeled Uninstall Missing Cross Local. Or go to the Control Panel, Programs Uninstall Program, and uninstall there. Pinning Missing Cross Local to the Win 78 or 10 taskbar. If you are running Missing Cross Local version 1.13.4 of 9.27.13 or later, you only need to click and drag the Missing Cross Dove icon to the taskbar. Click on the Missing Cross Local icon, hold down the left click button, drag the icon to the taskbar, and then release the left click button.